Presidential press secretary. Coming up, Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. How do you lobby Carson City when Carson City is closed? We'll do that on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden has taken more executive action to undo Trump-era immigration policies.
The president signed three orders on border security, legal immigration, and family separation.
We're going to work to undo the moral and national shame of the previous administration that literally, not figuratively, ripped children from the arms of their families, their mothers and fathers at the border.
The administration says about 600 children have yet to be reunited with their parents. Defending his actions, the president said he's not making new law, he's eliminating bad policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An attorney for former President Trump says he'll use free speech as the main argument in defending Mr. Trump against accusations he incited a riot at the U.S. Capitol last month.
Attorney David Schoen says he'll use a three-pronged approach in defending the president against the House impeachment charge that he incited an insurrection. First, Schoen told Fox News he'll argue it's unconstitutional to impeach a former president now living as a private citizen. Secondly, he'll note that many of those who came intending to do harm at the Capitol were prepared well ahead of the president's speech the day of the riot. Thirdly, Schoen will argue a conviction would seriously curtail free speech in the future. Bob Agner reporting.
The Northeast is getting back on its feet after a two-day snowstorm that also shut down public transport, closed schools, and stranded travelers with canceled flights. Keno Walter White of Las Vegas says the snowstorm stranded him at Newark Liberty International Airport.
Weather conditions have been horrible. I couldn't catch a bus because buses were denied. I couldn't catch AirTram because AirTram shut down in New Jersey. I couldn't catch a plane because all planes have been canceled until today.
The sprawling, lumbering storm had already walloped the eastern United States Monday. More than 30 inches was reported in northern New Jersey. On Wall Street, the Dow by 475 points, the NASDAQ rose 209. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, state and U.S. flags are flying at half-staff today to honor iconic Las Vegas illusionist Siegfried Fischbacher. Governor Sisolak issued the executive order saying the flags at the state capitol, state public buildings, and grounds will be lowered from sunrise to sunset. The 81-year-old Siegfried died last month after suffering from pancreatic cancer. Roy Horn, his longtime entertainment partner, died from COVID-19 last May. He was 75. Well, the Nevada legislature has convened for its 81st regular session. Both the Assembly and Senate convened and worked through its customary opening business of a swearing in of all 63 lawmakers and confirming leadership in both houses. No committees were convened. The building in Carson City is closed to the public due to the ongoing coronavirus concerns. Well, Garth Brooks' show scheduled for this month at Allegiant Stadium has been moved again. The concert scheduled for February 27th has now been moved to July 10th. The show is still set to be the first live music show at the new stadium. Garth sold more than 65,000 tickets in just an hour and 15 minutes. In his original show.
KCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, expect some slow flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 southbound at Russell near the stadium, northbound at Charleston near the Spaghetti Bowl. Congestion on the Beltway, too, 215 west at Valley Verde, 215 east at Jones, and lane restrictions, that's 215 West at Tenaya.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly, knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. I am so pleased to have him back. He has been traveling. He has been a busy, busy guy. He is Tommy White, the business manager of Labor's Union Local 872. He is a COVID-19 survivor. The big question is, how are you feeling, my friend?
Hey, Kevin, and hello to everybody. I feel really good these days. I'm back 100%.
Oh, that's dynamite. And explain what happened to you. You fell victim to the COVID-19 virus, and it hit you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, it's it took about, you know, 3 days from the day, from the time I was told I was positive. You know, so if you went 2 days before that, is probably when I wind up having it. So a total of 5 days, and the worst part of the whole 14 days of having it was probably days 8 through 12. So, you know, the pain from trying to breathe in and out, and the headaches, and nauseousness, and everything that goes with it. And you know, Kevin, it's only been, you know, I mean, I wound up getting this back in November, just before Thanksgiving, and it's only been the past maybe 2, maybe 3 weeks that the headaches, I don't have them every day. You know, they're still here, still come every once in a while. Most of the time they're at night now. But, you know, it's something that, you know, the doctors tell me could take anywhere from 6 months to a year before they fully go away.
Are there any telltale signs that they say that some of this stuff can be with you for months?
Yeah, I'd say probably the headache. Headaches. I don't have the congestion anymore. I'm breathing really well. My lungs feel good. I'm not fatigued, you know, but I never, during the time that I had it, I never really lost my sense of taste or my sense of smell. But, the headaches are awful. It's the worst headache that I've ever had in my life. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you just go ahead and sit down, and next thing you know, this headache comes in, and it kind of gets you, and you just pray for it to go away, you know. But, you know, I've listened to a lot of people now, and from my assistant winding up having this, and you know, her blood oxygen level was up and down. I've had, you know, probably three people in my office that wind up getting it from me. I know they got it from me because they were around me the day before and the day of that they told me I was positive. They wind up having the similar symptoms that I do. So, you can tell right off the bat there's different strains of this. And it's usually, from what I've seen now and from what people that I've talked to, it's always the person that has it, who they get it from, is going to probably wind up with the same type of symptoms that individual had. So, and I believe I'm living proof of that, because everybody that wind up getting it from me, you know, from my wife to a couple of field agents in my office, they all wind up having the same symptoms as me, although they didn't have to go to the hospital, but they were pretty bad.
Again, Tommy White joining us, a business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. As you well know, this is day two of the 81st Nevada legislature. And I'm just curious, how do you go about lobbying? I know you're like a lot of labor unions, and I'm sure you lobby Carson City. How do you do it when Carson City's closed?
Well, I think a lot of conversations will probably take place, you know, after hours or, you know, maybe, you know, I mean, it's not like you can't go up there. I think the biggest part about lobbying now is you actually have to get in touch with the individuals that are writing these bills and try to find out what's going on, why are they written. I mean, from what I understand, that there's probably over 900 bills already. Listen, the only thing I hope up in Carson City is that our legislators read through the bills, and I've been up there, you know, I've been up there for a few sessions, Kevin, and both been up there when the Republicans had control, been up there when the Democrats had control, also been up there when it was basically kind of equal. And you don't want to see bills get pushed through just because they're a friend of somebody or, you know, it's doing a favor for someone else. Hopefully the bills that they're going to be discussing up there and possibly making into law are going to be a benefit to the taxpayers and be a benefit to our citizens of our state. And I just hope that there's really no favoritism being played up there.
Do you have any legislation that you are backing? Anything that's going to be coming up over the next 120 days that is maybe a favorite of you and your union members?
You know, a lot of them just became live where we can read them. So, you know, before I even get as far as backing something, we're going to sit through and read anything that's pertaining to, you know, organized labor, construction, you know, anything that has to do with the work that we're, you know, they put food on our members' tables. And listen, I say this all the time. You know, when I speak about construction and I speak about our members, you know, I don't want any of your listeners to think that I'm only speaking on behalf of the union, because there's a lot of stuff that we've done, this union, that actually benefits the non-union areas, and that's why I'm able to have some of the friends like I do, because we're not always just, you know, we don't just stand there and say, you know, we're only supporting this because of the union. We're supporting lots of things because of just the working class. And, you know, everybody has to put food on their table. Everybody has to go home at night. You know, not everybody has car payments and not everybody has a mortgage payment, but they all have their own bills that they have to take care of, whether they're trying to put their child through college or they're trying to save for a house or they're trying to save for a car. So, you know, we support the working class, and I don't want everybody to always think that, you know, it's always about the union with me, because it's not always about the union with me.
I want to ask you, because we haven't had a chance to talk since we have a new president, and I'm curious what you think of the first 10-plus days of the Biden administration, 40, by my count, something like 45 executive actions. Is that the way to run a government?
I've actually looked back at that. I don't know. You know, listen, you know, to be honest with you, the pipeline was a big hit for us. Right, you know, and my general president was the Keystone Pipeline was a big hit for us. My general president was very outspoken about that. But listen, it's kind of this is what you get, right? And you can tell just based on those 45 executive orders that, you know, hey, I got to do this because I'm paying somebody a favor, and this is what you get. And I think, If we didn't realize some of this before, that this was going to take place, I just really hope that, seriously, that those executive orders that he's putting in place don't affect our state. At the end of the day, Kevin, for me, it all comes down to our state. You know, if it's going to affect our state, I'm going to have a problem with it. If it's going to affect the workforce here in our state, I'm going to have a problem with it. I mean, it's just to watch how many's getting signed off on and how fast they're shoving them through is just unbelievable.
I'm just curious. The Keystone XL pipeline that you mentioned, they immediately lost 11,000 jobs. 1,000 of those were good-paying union jobs. And I'm just wondering, is that one of the issues that when, you know, when it comes down to re-election time, or maybe he needs an initiative, or he needs some help from organized labor? Is that something where organized labor just might turn their back on Joe Biden? Well, and again, the whole idea of, well, convert from being a coal miner to making solar panels. Well, they're all made in China. But is that something that could cost Joe Biden union support in another 3.5 years?
Well, I think it actually should have cost him it before the election. We knew the problems that we were going to have with the Keystone Pipeline to begin with, right? And you know, we wind up fighting them through Obama. We got a very good chance of getting on the pipeline, and we did on the Keystone Pipeline when Trump took over. Became president, and then all of a sudden it gets taken away. So let's just say that, you know, when they talk about 11,000 jobs and 1,000 good-paying jobs, let's just say it was half of that, right? Let's just say it was 500 good-paying jobs. What I always look at the end of one of our construction jobs is, what is the long-term effect, right? So maybe it's 11,000 or 500 or, you know, good-paying jobs now, but in the long run, how many jobs is that going to create? Now, this pipe, this pipeline is going to come to a halt. And so that's going to be so many people that are going to be out of work. So in the long run, where are those people going to wind up going? Do you think they all want to go out and learn another trade? Do you think, you know, the office people are counting on, you know, moving over to another oil company? No, I don't think so. So it's kind of like when I bring the stadium up, at the very beginning, everybody's going to create, you know, 30,000 jobs. Well, yeah, it might not create 30,000 jobs at the very beginning, but in the long run, you're looking at 30,000 jobs. Did we have over 3,500 guys working on the stadium, both men and women? Yeah. And we knew that sooner or later that was going to come to an end and we were going to have to start working somewhere else. But, you know, I don't think when they stopped the Keystone pipeline, that people looked at it. I mean, it's a number. They use a number up front. It's 11,000 jobs. It's 1,000 union jobs. You know, the newspapers, they use a number up front. Here's what it's doing. But they don't look at it, you know, over the next 10 years, over the next 15 years. How many jobs are going to be lost? Lots of businesses. You got to remember when you have a pipeline running through your ranch or you have it, you have to have people to maintain it. You have to, and then what happens when you have people to maintain it? You have people move into that area or the locals wind up with those jobs. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, people are just like, I mean, I listen to all this. Oh, you know, those people are just going to go to work somewhere else. But what about the people that actually live in the town where that pipeline was coming through? Where are they going to work? Maybe they didn't have a job before this one. You know, so I don't know. It just kind of struck me that right off the bat that he shut down the Keystone pipeline. It was like, I mean, if the ones that supported him didn't know that was going to happen before they voted for him, you know, didn't deserve to get what they're getting now.
What about the talk of unity? Do you sense that there's more talk than action when it comes to unity? You know, the 45 that I've counted executive actions, they're not the work of somebody that's trying to unify, at least in my view.
No, listen, those a lot of those executive actions weren't put together because of unity. They were put together because somebody owed somebody a favor. If you support me on this, I'll do this for you. If you do this for me, I'll do that for you. You know, want to talk about quid pro quo? Look at those executive actions. I'm sure if you dug into them a little bit deeper, you'd find some quid pro quo. You know, so I don't think his executive actions are going to create unity. Not at least some of them. I think, you know, and for us in the United States of America, that unity is going to be created by the individuals that see where the problems are. And I mean, I was talking to my staff and talking to my mother and talking to family members. You know, it wasn't like this years ago. I mean, you know, today I had a conversation with somebody. You had All in the Family, Archie Bunker on TV, and you had George Jefferson coming on right after. You could not watch those shows today on TV, right? But back in the day, you know, that was kind of a laugh for you. You know, it was a laugh. I lived in a very mixed neighborhood in New York. I didn't have all Irish, all Italian, all Greek, all African American. I didn't live in a neighborhood. My neighborhood was very mixed, and we all got along now. And I really think it's going to be up to people as individuals to create unity and to bring this country back together. We might not agree on stuff, but we never had a country that was so separated. And I believe the separation started way before Donald Trump, way before Barack Obama, and it started when they stopped with the Pledge of Allegiance in our schools, and it stopped when they actually stopped teaching history about where our country was founded. Yeah, we went through our ups and downs over the past, you know, 250 years. We did, but that's where our country started. You're never going to be able to change what happened. All you can do is make it better going forward.
I've only got a couple of minutes, but I want to ask you, will your union be active in 2022? We've got a chance to take over the House of Representatives, maybe to take over the Senate. and that could be a major game changer. Will your union be active in 2022, or are you going to wait till 2024?
No, I think what we're going to do in 2022, we're going to watch what is going on. I mean, you can go back and take a look at some of the stuff that has gone on, and you know, this you know, I really don't see our Congress making, you know, our representatives for this state making that big of moves for anybody that was going on here. You know, now they also run on, well, we supported everybody getting a stimulus check, and listen, you know what, for what happened before. So as going into 2022, we're going to be watching this whole year about what our Congress and our state senators are doing, and that's going to let us know what we're going to do in 2022. But we're going to be active in 2022.
Very good. Tommy, it's good to see you feeling better. Thank you so much for joining us. Always good. We'll try and get together next week. By the way, will you be going to Carson City at all in the next?
Yeah, and I think what I'm going to try to do over the next couple of weeks is make sure I'm up there on a Tuesday. So this way we can kind of talk a little bit about what's going on your show.
That'd be great. Tommy, thanks so much, man. Always appreciate it. Okay, feel better, man. To feel good is so good. Thank you. Yep. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
There you go. Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Some good news and bad news. Bad news is almost half of Americans approaching retirement have nothing saved. The good news is that the new estimate from the U.S. Government Accountability Office is slightly better than a few years earlier. Now, we call on America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta, for a little insight. Coach, do you see things getting better like GAO does?
Well, Steve, I think everyone out there listening needs to have their very own decumulation plan. That's when we reach retirement. We need to make sure we have enough money. And unfortunately, many people haven't saved what they should have or are saving in the wrong place. You know, it's almost just as bad to save in the wrong place as it is not even start saving.
Sure.
We've seen way too many folks who think they're in the right place because they've been told that, but never been explained where they really were and never had anything in writing that fully explained what kind of income they could get for the rest of their life. So it's vitally important that everyone listening out there has their very own what we call financial green print. And that's looking at where you are right now, financially, where you are right now age-wise, and making sure that when you reach retirement or if you're in retirement, you get what we call the financial fill-up strategy in place every single year. You get a check that's delivered to you that keeps you going in the right direction and never goes away. That's called income planning. We need to make sure we never run out of our money. Our money needs to grow when we're not using it. It needs to be protected from the ups and downs of the market, well, the downs of the market especially.
Sure, yeah.
And it needs to have a lifetime income you can never outlive built into it. Not only will we design your very own financial green print strategy, we'll also give you a three-book set, The Financial Safari, America Ask Coach, and 7 Baby Steps to get you on the path where you deserve.
888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932. Or just text the word Vegas to 21,000. Vegas to 21,000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss